being the fact that this is the last official Vod before Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi Luban probably will give one on Erev Rosh Hashanah itself, but last scheduled Tuesday Vod, I decided to talk about an important topic before Elul, but for in Elul before Rosh Hashanah. When I was thinking about what topic to talk about, a lot of guys, I said, I'm talking about an important topic for Elul. This guy said, maybe Rebbe, you talk about tefillah. Tefillah is a very important topic. You have to know, understand tefillah, what it's all about. We spend a lot of time doing it, 100%, no shadow about it. You talk about tikkun amidos, kabbalas, sure. Luban spoke about some of them. But I believe I found a topic which I think is very important for Rosh Hashanah and the whole year. And probably is not, I don't think it's talked about as much as probably should be. And definitely not in the context of Elul and Yom Ha'aron, which also has a big connection, which hopefully I'll get to. The topic, if you happen to have the Mar Makomos, I must apologize, some of the Mar Makomos, the copy machine went a little berserk, so it's missing part of it. Not so much, but just part of it. The topic is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, I think people realize Kiddush Hashem is a big mitzvah. Fact, Kiddush Hashem is a big mitzvah. That's the reason why there are three mitzvahs which a person has to be Yahar Gval Yaver. The purpose of being Yahar Gval Yaver is to be Mekadosh Shem Hashem. That's the ultimate mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. A person giving up his life. Someone who dies al Kiddush Hashem means a person who was killed for being a Jew. Now, obviously, that's a big mitzvah. It's an important mitzvah. But despite the fact that it's a big mitzvah, it's an important mitzvah, it's like the Mesillas Yesharim says, sometimes things are so meforsome, we don't really get it. And we don't really appreciate how big a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is. If you look at the davening in Yom and Rosh Hashanah, a tremendous focus on the davening is being Mamlech Hashem and Hashem's name in the world, the Kiddush Hashem of Hashem's name in the world, the Chas V'Shalom. The void of that is the Chilul Hashem in this world. And on Rosh Hashanah, we're looking to be mamlech, to glorify, to accept as our king, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kiddush Hashem, is a real central theme in the davening. So, chora, the better we understand the concept of Kiddush Hashem, the greater we'll be able to associate ourselves, this may work for Avad and Tefillah, with the davening and part of the mood of what Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be about. But to begin, I think there's a tremendous, a central major marmok about Kiddush Hashem, which I remember the first time I came across it. I was actually, many years ago, I'd say a couple decades ago almost, I was branching here in Miami, not here in Miami, but where the yeshiva was in Miami, Indian Creek Drive, right? Some of the chavra know exactly where we were. And I remember I actually went through this piece in Koch Ve'or, it's in the back of the Or Yisrael, Simon Bays in the Koch Ve'or. I remember this piece had a tremendous impact on my life, it, like blew me away. And I remember I had to speak in the yeshiva for like some like high school Shabbaton. I spoke in the Shabbaton. I remember I said over the shmooze. I remember I was like one of those shmooze I tried to say over in front of Rabbi Luban, trying to get his reaction. Do you think it was a chiddush? I was a little kid. But, so I'll tell you over, or and you can read on top here, at parts of this, I think an amazing, amazing, monumental shmooze. And I want to make top 10 lists, but definitely a major, major shmooze that Itzel Petzelberg said in the Yisod of Kiddush Hashem. He basically starts off with a couple of midrashim that you have Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, you have Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, both worried about what's going to be it when they pass away. Will they get Olam Haba or not? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them back, don't worry, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, don't worry Avram Avinu, you'll get it. But Reb Itzelah says, V'yesh l'shtomi mafliya, mamish, want to hear a Tzarchi and Gullah of Reb Kiv Eger? Or at least Itzel Petersburg? Hey, why? How could it be that Avram Avinu, who went to the Kidron Ha'ez, who did everything for Hashem, he's worried about like losing out schar, that he won't have schar for Olam Haba, and maybe he got paid back in this world. What's the kasha? What's the havamina? How could that be? And further, he's bothered by what exactly is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer back to him. He asked in this medrash. So, skipping some of the arichas, Reb Itzla goes on to explain a very important system of schar, how schar v'onish works. That it is shaykh for a person to get paid back for the good things that he does with hanaz of this world, and memelo when he comes to Achamei V'Asim Shana, when he comes to Shemayim, it's shaykh that a person won't have schar. And obviously that's not a good thing for him. A person would rather keep his schar in Olam Haba. But the way it works, I think the best mashal to explain it, Itzla says something similar here, is the idea of a foreign currency exchange. You go to another country and you trade in your American dollars for Mexican, what do they call it, pesos? Peso. Right, whatever. Okay, Hagendorf doesn't do that. When you go to another country, you trade in your money for their currency, there's obviously a trade-off. You're not getting American dollars. You're getting, according to Mexico, what they view the value of American dollars. And anytime there's a trade-off, there's something lost in the transfer. So for a person to get schar in this world, Hashem could give you schar. Obviously, it's better to get the schar in Olam Haba. But you'll get a trade-off. Okay, we'll trade it off. And the super-duper schar, which you should have gotten in eternity, okay. You'll hit a great basket, you know, in a big game. You'll be zocha to win a Ferrari. Whatever it is. You'll get your schar in this world, so pay it back, and you lose out for Olam Haba. And even a tzaddik sometimes has to worry about lemaisa, different things could cost me. And Avraham Avinu was well aware that there is a concept. Do you know what? Hashem might have saved my life. Hashem might have done good things for me. I had a kid when I was 100 years old. This and that. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it took away from my schar. And there's a real thing like that. Comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, you don't have to worry. Yaakov Avinu, you don't have to worry. Your schar is guaranteed. How could that be? There's always trade-offs, so maybe Hashem didn't. So Itzla goes on to explain, and this is brought in those middle paragraphs, is he brings a Gemara in Yuma about the concept of Chilul Hashem. And he goes through what exactly a Chilul Hashem is. Chilul Hashem, just, you know, a person takes the wrong message from the actions you're doing. Right? Rav says, if I pay money from the butcher, I don't pay him right away. Yochanan had a case, if I walk a few amos with not talking Torah, not engrossed in learning. People judge you by your stature and expect certain things. You don't live up to that image. That's an element of Chilul Hashem. And he goes on to explain, the pshat is, Chilul Hashem, there is no punishment that can be mechaper for it. A person can, chas v'shalom, suffer all the suffering in this world, years and years of suffering, unimaginable horrors, that doesn't equal Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is an avera, which the only thing which is mechaper is misa. What's pshat in that? So Rabbi Isla explains, Chilul Hashem, the punishment for it is so great, Hashem can't take anything in this world and make a trade-off for it. That's why the only punishment is misa, is not in this world. All the suffering and all that, it just can't trade up. There wasn't a fair exchange. It doesn't trade for what chas v'shalom, the avera of Chilul Hashem is. So Bitzvah makes one step further. He says, that's true about Chilul Hashem. You can imagine on the opposite, midat tova gadol, you read the pranios, what the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is. If a person is mekamesh shem Hashem in this world, and we'll see soon, really we saw already, from Yisrael, it doesn't mean that you have to die al Kiddush Hashem. Obviously, that's a very big sliss. But a person just lives a life al Kiddush Hashem. The reward for that, he could have There's nothing in this world. You can have the greatest life ever. It's impossible that that will take away from your schar. Because the schar is beyond anything, all the pleasures a person can get in this world. And he ends off the piece. It's probably good to read inside. And those who help out the masses, they're like stars that are eternal. If you tell me the schar for Marbet's Torah is eternal, hello schar kol mitzvah same nitzki. Achein hu adover. This is the pshat. Kim schar shel kol mitzvah is in adam betuach b'hem. The schar of any mitzvah, you can't be guaranteed you're going to get an olam haba. It could be you got paid back. Ki yishar lo olam void. Hayno ki yia shamol lo aschar lo mahaba. Ki lo yikabel schar bo mazeh. Ba'avi tovos hazmanus. Achein lo kein aschar shel matzdike harabim. This is not so the schar of someone who helps out the masses. Behechrach ki yishamol lo olam haba. Asher shamu lo olam void. Ki kishem shavon chil ha-shem in koch b'yisur yo olam hazeh. Numarik ha-oven kiniskol el. There's no way to erase Chil Hashem, Kamokia Mitzvah Shem Atzdike Rabim Shu Kiddush Hashem, In Koch B'Tovus Olam Hazeh L'Nakos As Aschar, V'Hechel Hi Yishomu Ba'Ado Aschar Olam Haba, V'Zel Matzdike Rabim Kochavim Olam Void. And this is the answer Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu and to Avram Avinu. Both said the ramifications of this shmuz is mamish something to live by. If a person dehairs, it's mashma from here. This is more than any other mitzvah per se. Talmud Torah itself, many times, can be part of a Kiddush Hashem. But Talmud Torah, without Kiddush Hashem, doesn't have the special schus. This is a special schus of Kiddush Hashem versus Chil Hashem. A person has a schus of having Kiddush Hashem. That's the one schar he could guarantee will be betuach for him in Olam Haba. Any other mitzvah shayach, you can get paid back in this world. But the schar for Kiddush Hashem is beyond anything else. Quite amazing. I have down here, I came across this summer, there's a sefer put out by I think a Kol Jungerman in Denver. It's called Makdishei Shemecha. The name of the sefer is about Inyani Kiddush Hashem B'chol Lichos HaChayim. The concept of making Kiddush Hashem in all aspects of life. I think the guy wrote a book for Art Scroll. He has a column in the Yated. Very nice. Sefer about Kiddush Hashem, some chazals, he quotes. But I found in there Rav Matis Yael Solomon, I don't know if he wrote it specifically for the Sefer, but they have down there a psicha on the Inyan of Kiddush Hashem. And he says a pretty interesting thing. You know, when someone's nifter, what's the most famous, most practical thing people do with Leon Nishmaso? They down for the Amid and they say Kaddish. So he explains, what's pshat when you say kadosh, is kadal v'yiskadosh. He says, ki tafkid shel chayenu ba'olam hazeh, hu ribay kavod shemayim ba'olam. You know what our job is in life? You put in one word. My job is to be this or that. No. Ki tafkid b'chayim is not to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, or per se to be a marbet Torah. The point, the job of every Jew in life is to be Mekadosh Hashem. That's the job. Yiskadal v'yiskadash is a person after he's nifter, so he no longer has that ability to be Mekadosh Hashem in this world. And it could be, to whatever degree, he was Mekadosh Hashem's name in this world, but there's more to do. As a schus and eloi for his neshama, the only thing you could do, the thing you should do, is practical, is to say Kaddish, is to try to build up Kiddush Hashem in this world. You say Kaddish, people answer Amen. That's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a tefillah. Understanding Kaddish helps you understand what Rosh Hashanah davening is about. Sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It's pretty amazing. And really, I think the concept that we all know, you know, everyone knows, yeah, it's important to make a Kiddush Hashem. It's important to behave like a mensch. Yeah, of course, it's important. But if it's not like a... you know, there are many things in Judaism that, which are important. But if you see from this Reb Itzala that this is right up there, this is like of the top things in the world, perhaps your focus in life, what you're supposed to do, make a Kiddush Hashem, if that's your focus, then it makes so much more of a difference. Like we know from basic Masilas Yesharim, when you focus on something, that's so much more than something, yeah, I know it's important, but I focus. This is what my life is supposed to be about. Every day, everything I do, Shari Tshuva talks about to live a life where everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, you're trying to make a Kiddush Hashem. You're focusing. When I wake up in the morning, how can I make a Kiddush Hashem today? What can I do? Now we'll get to some practical etzos a little bit later. As a yeshiva bacher, for the most part, we sit in the Beis Medrash, three siddharm a day. We're not out there in the world. But we'll see, in the Beis Medrash itself, there are means to make a Kiddush Hashem. But the focus is a focus. You know what? I'm living life right now as yeshiva bacher to grow in my Torah and this. So Beis Hashem, later in life, whatever I can do, I want to use the power of Torah that I have, that I accumulate in my years in yeshiva, to make a Kiddush Hashem. I came across a fascinating thing. I had this topic for a few weeks. I was thinking about talking about this topic. And Hashkacha Pratis had it at 6 o'clock this morning. I was up. I get this email. I start reading this. Hi, Mamash. This is the first thing I did this morning. I wasn't even dressed. Just went through it. And this email blew me away. I got a copy of a transcript of a speech from a quote-unquote Baal Bas at one of the yeshiva's parlor meetings in Los Angeles, Chavetz Chaim and Queens parlor meetings. This Baal Bas, Chashev Yid, he's a friend of Rabbi Palgan's, Rabbi Flamelzad, he's in yeshiva there at Tekufa. His name is Baruch Kohn. He's a big lawyer, well-to-do, successful lawyer. Someone told me he argued some cases in front of the Supreme Court. Very chashev a lawyer. So he hosted one of the yeshiva's parlor meetings. I'd like to read two excerpts, two parts from his speech. He says, "Please forgive me, but I see Klal Yisrael from the vantage point of the courtrooms, of lawsuits, of injunctions, of Bati Dinim cases, of people at their worst. And I've seen a side of our collective kehila that is not pretty. I did not mean to project... I don't mean to project a sense of self-importance to my position as a trial lawyer, and I do not profess to know any better than anyone else about what we need. But I do see things that others don't, and my lenses to my glasses see things through a different kind of filter, and I breathe a different kind of oxygen, and I have a unique vantage point that I believe requires that I share with you. I see matters that could have been avoided, Chil Hashem's that didn't have to be, marriages that didn't have to fail, partnerships that didn't need to dissolve, lawsuits that could have been preempted had everyone been trained to think first through the prisms of the Masilas Yesharim, through Chovos HaLevavos, and through the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and even through the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. I don't need to elaborate, but use your imagination of what a civil litigator is privy to within the community. And you can understand why at times I prefer not to have this insight into the community. Sometimes knowing too much can be a great challenge. What I can share, though, is that I see the impact that learning Mussar has on Jews, on leaders, on Askanim, and on Rabbanim. It's clear as day to me. And the deeper into the mud of life I get, and the more profound my disappointments into the behaviors of some within our kehila that I see, the more I appreciate the godless of a great Rav, the godless of a great Lechanach, who has withstood the test of time with a solid foundation of, and blend of Torah and Derech Eretz." Tremendously well put. In the world today, yeah, unfortunately, there's lots of Chil Hashems, there are lots of things which should not have been done, fights which should not have been started. And as a simple Baal Bas, he looks at it and he says, you know what? If people would have made Musar more part of their lives, if they view life through the Masilas Yesharim, the Chovos HaLevavos, Halachos of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, it'll be a different life. Both sides, that's pretty amazing. To have the Deher to see from, I guess, the worst of human behavior, to appreciate that learning Musar and a focus on Derech Eretz could have an impact. Doesn't mean people learn Mussar are not subject to do things wrong, of course. But there's no shaila that learning Mussar has a tremendous impact in making a person different, of having a different focus. Perhaps a focus of the ultimate, to make a Kiddush Hashem, whatever he does. That's tremendously, tremendously important. And here's the second part, which I think is tremendously important. I think in yeshiva, and in some ways, probably us in Chavetz Chaim, it's the hardest. You know, in yeshiva, what's the focus in yeshiva? Learning. How is a person gauged to a certain degree? It is learning. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, I think, in the most of yeshiva, a person is also gauged in his midos, and how much of a Baal Chesed he is, how much Baal Derech Eretz he is. People notice these things. But for the most part, you know, there's certain strata, focus that people have, okay? And since a yeshiva is very much focused on learning, so a person who doesn't end up spending as much time as others inside the Beis Medrash sometimes feels like, quote unquote, a second class citizen. You know? And that's, you know, many points, many stages in life. Person who goes in Chafetz Chaim, I think it's highlighted even more because there's a certain emphasis on Habatzas Satora. Tremendous thing, which perhaps we'll talk about in a few moments. And there's a big push, you know, Habatzas Satora is a wonderful thing, an awesome goal. Okay. And, you know, Lav Dafka, everybody's going to be a Habatzas Satora in the practical, most simple sense of the word. And a guy, it's very important for a guy not to feel like a second-class citizen. I'm doing something also. This is also something echoed in the letter here, or the speech by this Mr. Baruch Cohen. A tremendous aspect of the speech, that's part of the reason I got my hands on it, was about Rabbi Neumann Zetzal, Rabbi the Mashgiach from Queens. And I'll tell you what he wrote about Rabbi Neumann. He says, Rabbi Neumann was always in our corner. There was this unconditional support for us as we were at the crossroads of life, confident in knowing that our Rebbe loved us and supported us in whatever we chose to do. The guys in our shir went on to be doctors and lawyers and businessmen and musicians and mechanchim. And Rabbi Neumann loved us all equally and without discrimination. This was the 80s, where almost every guy in Shir was actively pursuing Torah and a profession. Rabbi Neumann wanted to know from each of us what we were doing, what courses we were taking, how we were doing, and whether we were balancing our lives with Torah learning. The chabura of guys in the Shir were diverse, and Rabbi Neumann loved the diversity and owned his role as the Magid Shir to all of us. Should anyone think that Rabbi Neumann showed favoritism to the guy who was destined for a Habatzas Tora, you're wrong. Rabbi Neumann embraced every guy in our share on our own level with where we were going. There was no agenda to the share. Rabbi Neumann spoke openly to us all about the need to be kovei itim once we embark on our divergent paths, about the need to watch our eyes, that our eyes shouldn't stray, and about the need to be kovei shal yitzhara. He talked openly to us about all these challenges in life. It's pretty amazing. Very important thing. And the Rosh Hashiva echoed this too. Is no matter what a person does in life, he should feel, he's a Talmud, he has a Shaychus to the Yeshiva, feel that everyone has something to offer and something to give. And really the concept, as we'll see in a moment, of Kiddush Hashem is something which is shaykh to everybody. This guy, Baruch Cohen, is a big lawyer. But besides being a big lawyer, he also gives shirim. I think he used to give a chovas olavah shir and coffee bean in L.A. But even put the shirim aside. But the fact that he's a ben Torah, he's a Baal Musar, and a lawyer, that gives him a means to reach out. And people who come across him in life, his path in life, see a person who's guided by Torah, who is affected by his Rebbe, who has a Rebbe, who's a Ben HaYeshiva. That's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And people have to, if you have this focus, that I want to be somebody in life, I want to be Mekashim Hashem, no matter what you do in life, you're accomplishing a major thing. A major thing. Kiddush Hashem. As Reb Itzel says, that's a mitzvah, you could be guaranteed you'll have scar for it, no matter what you do. That's awesome. That's amazing. The Yeshiva would always tell the story about the guy in Yeshiva, oh, he felt that he didn't become a Marbitz Torah, what should I do? I feel horrible. The Yeshiva talked to him about how his life is going in his office. And the Yeshiva asked him, you know, how do other people behave when they're around you? He says, you know, I think they curse a little bit less and they're more careful what they say when they're around me because they know I'm a religious Jew. So Yeshiva reassured him. He says, do you realize what the Kiddush Hashem that is? That's a big deal. No matter what a person does in life, you could be a Mekadeshim Hashem. And if that's a person's goal in his years in yeshiva, and he focuses on it, it could keep him going years and years and years later when he's out of yeshiva, when he's embarking on a career, when he's supporting his family. But this, obviously, all those things are important. Of course, it's important to support your family. Of course, it's extremely important to have a parnas and nekia where you're honestly earning money to support a family, not chas v'shalom cheating. Of course. But part of your focus, your role should be, you know what? My goal in life is make a Kiddush Hashem. If this is the path Hashem placed me in life, this is the situation I'm in, I have to think of a means and a way I can be Mekadosh Hashem. It's pretty big. It's pretty awesome. Now, Lamaisa, till now we're talking about, so I'm just behaving like a nice, a Baal Derech Eretz, a Baal Musar, a person who does have the ability, and again, there's multiple Madregas, to be Marbitz Torah. That's an even higher Madrega of Kiddush Hashem. When you influence somebody to actually follow in the ways of Hashem by teaching them Torah, that's a huge thing. Avram Avinu, besides being a Baal Chesed and doing wonderful things of Kiddush Hashem to all the passerbys that came to his tent, Chazal make a point of saying he also went and taught them Torah. He also taught them about Hashem, about religion. That's a major thing. I once found a hesped that was said about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I found a few of them. One of the hespedim said about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter blew my mind. You know, just like when you read a Rashi and Gemara, you try to anticipate. How would I be mefarshit? So in reading this hesped, if you ask me, what would you say about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? Well, Rabbi Yisrael, the father of the Muslim movement, person who brought a focus of Yerushalayim back into the world. I mean, how many people, like in the annals of time, were the head of a movement? There are many great gedolim, but he was the head of a movement, the Musar movement. That's an amazing, major, major accomplishment. And that was an accomplishment which he saw the fruits in his lifetime. It's the easiest hesped to give. I believe it's Reb Reuven Katz. That was the second point in his hesped. The chief point which he felt was Rabbi Yisrael's greatest accomplishment in life was Rabbi Yisrael inspired others to be Marbitzei Torah. To realize the concept, and really, Rabbi Itzel was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael. This message, I'm sure, the roots of it came from Rabbi Yisrael. That for a person to dehear what it means to Mekadosh Shem Hashem in this world, to teach someone Torah, Das Hashem, that's awesome. Rabbi Yisrael was able to transmit that to other people. Okay, yeah. He did a Muslim movement. But in some ways, this is greater. Imagine what the world would be. You know, there are so many people who have no shaychus Yiddishkeit. Nothing. Imagine if every from Jew would have a focus of Kiddush Hashem, everything they do, would actually even go out and teach to whatever degree. You could be a full-time Marbitz Torah. You could be a part-time Marbitz Torah. Some people have the skills of being Marbitz Torah as a profession. But I know many people, they do that as a side job. But in their life, it's not a side job. It's the icker thing they do too. Just they spend less time doing it. A person should view in yeshiva, whatever I could do, I'm learning, I'm gaining, I'm growing, and I can give something over. Okay? No. Some people give over Pilpul Shiurim. Others could teach Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Teach Sefer Misul Sashar. You know how many people are thirsting for these things? Just ask Baruch Kohn. Had people been exposed and learned? You know, it's 2016. Art School has published so many Svarim. They're just getting up to the Misul Sashar and the Shari Tshuva. Many of the Svarim, you know, the market, you know, there are all cookbooks that came out before the Misul Sashar and the Shari Tshuva. So, like a person realized, you know, I have ability, I learned these things. You know, the world, I have to teach this. And then, again, no matter what a person does in life, you're a doctor, a lawyer, there might be some people here, doctors, lawyers, accountants. There's even one guy I suspect might be a magician. But, Josh, but, hey, Josh. But Lemaisa, no matter what a person does to realize, you know, I have something to offer. I could behave like a mensch, be a bal derech eretz. And really that's something I think, as you come to Yamin Arayim, for a person to make a practical Kabbalah. Right? Luben says over many times that a person makes a Kabbalah, that helps as a schus for this year in the bank account for Rosh Hashanah. So imagine a guy right now, today, sometime before Rosh Hashanah, makes a Kabbalah. You know, I want to live a life while being Mekadesh Shem Hashem. That's what I want to do. Okay? Some people can make Kabbalahs to do it X amount of time, some people less. I want to make a Kabbalah. I want to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem with in my life. So, Kafi, multiple Chazals, Rabbi Luben, has a person who got the schar right now. And that's to be a schus that could help him for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, obviously we don't just, you know, we try to be misakin some things, but we also try to get extra schusim. Look at the schus for Kiddush Hashem, which Itzla says, there's nothing like it. You could have that schus by making Kabbalah, making a commitment. That's a practical Itzah. You know what? I want to live a life, I want to focus, I'm making a Kiddush Hashem. I'm behaving like a mensch. When I walk down the street, I look like a mensch. When I walk into Publix and Walgreens, I talk courteously. I help people out. Help out the old lady get something from a top shelf. When I interact with another person, I talk like a mensch. I say please and thank you. I hold the door for somebody. Very simple things. But it's not so simple in the world. I was in Walmart. I walked down, there's some old Schwarzer lady. She's walking past me. I guess I smiled to her. She was like so taken back. She like stopped, you know, like, shalom. Shalom. Like, you never know. It's just a smile at a person, you know. You know, some people don't smile. But to do simple things, it's a Kiddush Hashem and Kol Shekein. Person has a schus to teach Torah. Just the other day, someone came to me with a fascinating situation. I'm not going into full details, but a branch of yeshiva contacted somebody over here of a guy who used to at one time was in one of the branches for high school, and certain crazy family situations, they now moved to Florida, and the kid's in public school. And he asked if we could find someone in yeshiva to learn a couple half hours with this kid. He was a kid who was a background. He learned in yeshiva, but right now he's in public school. You know, it's a type of thing. You know, of course the guy will start clearing. Okay, well, how much time do I do? I already do high school night seder and this and that. Okay, those important shaylas. But if a person has a focus in life, I want to be Mekadesh Hashem. Here's a kid who was once in yeshiva. Now he's in public school. Whatever reasons and situations. What can I do to help him out? I spend the Shabbos in Palm Beach. I come across, you know, old people, okay? Besides old, at one time there's like some college kid there. Wow, spend a nice Shabbos with him, schmooze with him, talk with him. Did you ever get his number? email address. Talk to him. Follow up. You never know what might happen. Have a hashpah on a person. That's a Kiddush Hashem. They see a nice, normal, from guy. You don't have to preach. You know what? Hey, let's learn some Torah. Realize, if we realize that we have something to offer, most people don't have this. Art school only has two mussars far. But Yachnas has a third, okay? Very few things out there. There's so many things we could offer. We could give over. I'd just like to end with the following story. Luban, this past Motzei Shabbos, talked about a person being a part of a big mitzvah. Well, we definitely see from this Koch Ve'ar, a big mitzvah is Kiddush Hashem. There's no shaila about it. When a person's a part of Kiddush Hashem, especially a Kiddush Hashem on a big scale, you walk away like, wow, that was amazing. I believe one of the things, one of the aspects that I think we all realized this past Sunday was we were all part of a big mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What the yeshiva, like with Siyata Ishmael, was able to pull off this past Sunday by a simple Hachnos Sefer Torah. What do we do? So complicated. I guess crossing Miami Gardens Drive with the Sefer Torah might have been a little complicated. Fine. What do? We dance. We sang. We have fun. But do you realize that was a huge Kiddush Hashem? The whole community gathering around the yeshiva, Beis Medrash Bachrim, as beautifully described by my dear friend Johnny. Gathering on yeshiva guys that were dancing and with real joy, celebrating a new Torah scroll donated to the yeshiva. Torah means something. Torah is something we're going to dance about on Miami Gardens Drive. Something people were pulling out their phones to take a look at. Wow, never saw anything like it. But Lamaisa, people walked away. Everyone involved in it walked away with a great feeling. Because you know what? When Sof Kol Sof, when Mekadesh Shem Hashem, when the name of Hashem is uplifted in the world, when we're proud to be a Jew, and people around us see, wow, it is something impressive, the dedication to Yiddishkeit, to Hashem, that religious Jews have, then it's something which has ramifications that spills over to so many people. And Be'ezus Hashem, the more Kiddush Hashem we can bring in the world, Be'ezus Hashem, we should have the day that the whole world recognize Hashem as we daven, coming up this week in Rosh Hashanah, tefillos, that the whole world should recognize the name of Hashem, and Hashem should be l'melech, akol ha'aretz, v'yomahu yeh, Hashem echad v'shmo echad.